It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation." Some years ago, I made what was to me a startling discovery. I was reading about what happened on that Good Friday in Jerusalem nearly a couple of thousand years ago. I read again about how they hung that man among men on those two sticks of wood. I could feel the blows of the hammer as they drove the nails into his palms. I could feel the jar as the cross was dropped into its hole and came to rest with a terrific jolt. The flesh ripped and the blood spurted. You remember the rest of the events. You remember how the crowd jeered him, made fun of him, jokingly dared him to come down. It was a scene that has been repeated often in the history of mankind. Over and over again, that lowly Galilean has been nailed to those two pieces of wood. Many times we've stood around jeering him, making fun of his claims, slashing his side with our selfish spears. But you can remember also that the story didn't end on that dark day. Finding an unused tomb in a garden nearby, they laid him in it. And then, because the next day was an especially holy one, hardly anyone moved. But Saturday is always followed by Sunday. And on Sunday, those who loved him found what all who have loved him since have found, an empty tomb. I said I made what was to me a startling discovery. I had thought of that cross and that empty tomb as the most dynamic events in history. I had always considered these as the top jewels to place on a crown of greatness. But now I see that they weren't the greatest part of his faith. Now I can see that for years my sight just did not go far enough to find the most tremendous event in the history of mankind. Now I can see what the greatest part of this carpenter's faith is, and it's amazing. He entrusted the work of his church to those 11 men, those disciples, who had just prior to the resurrection betrayed him. That, without a doubt, is the grandest thing about him, that he trusted common people with the responsibility of his church. Can we see that? Can we understand what it means that he should give the greatest responsibility ever known to mankind to those 11 men? That is, without question, the highest sign of his love and his trust in mankind. He entrusted his kingdom not to the high and mighty, to the great and gallant, to the brave and brilliant, but to common people. And he goes on entrusting his church to common, plain, ordinary folk. How great his trust in us, that he should give to plain folk the tremendous privilege of carrying on his work, speaks of his great trust in the common person. No one would have dared to trust those 11 men with such a great responsibility except the Nazarene. No one else had such a trust in common folk like you and me. So the next time you're inclined to lose hope in mankind, give it a thought.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.